Okay, it's that time again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your absolutely favorite podcast. Welcome back to Ramp and with Griffin. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. We riff with Griffin. Griffin. I know y'all love the intro. I love the intro, too. Shout out once again to Detective Design, Dopapod, and I forgot the other name. I haven't shouted them out in a while. But, yeah, they made that dope song. I'm still getting some good music from people, so I really appreciate that. So, welcome back to Riffin' with Griffin. Damn. We're still going, huh? Episode 119 or 120. I'm not even sure what episode this is. I don't even know. I'm such a homebody, man. I don't know. This world is crazy for me. Like, I realize how much I like to just stay at home. I'm just always at home. So I don't know. I went out and I did King and the Sting this past week with Theo and Brendan. So that was fun. Got a lot of love for that. People hit me up. And people are coming to my gaming channel because of King and the Sting. So if you still want to watch me game, or if you've never seen me game, you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm on Twitch every single day. Twitch.tv/Eric Griffin Gaming. So come check out Eric Griffin Gaming. I do have a Patreon, even though I don't do enough on it. So you just go in there to just support me. But there's so many ways to support me, too. There's so many links. You know, PayPal, if you want to just tip the show, or even on Twitch, there's so many different ways to like support that kind of thing. So I'm trying to convince Rachel to do more videos that we could put up on Patreon. And then, but she really gets meticulous about it. So, and then she wants to start her own thing. She wants to, you know, so I'm gonna have Rachel on today and her and I could do some talking. But you know, first, just here I am, Eric Griffin. So like I said, I did King of the Sting and that was fun. We had a fun conversation. You know, it's like, sometimes I don't know, like, I get on my podcast and I come by myself and I just get so serious, or I don't know. It's just a different tone, right? It's a different tone, different type of podcast as opposed to when I have a guest or when I'm on other people's podcasts. Because I guess you go on other people's podcasts and you get into like a guest mode where you get into like, I just turn into like funny, grumpy guy or whatever it is like that. I can't even explain it. So, I mean, I'd love to hear your comments, you know, and you know, the good ones. Not meaning good comments, but constructive comments. They can be good, or they could even be like, well, I don't like this because of this. As long as you, like, you know, express yourself, be honest. I don't mind a good comment. I mean, because comments can get so weird. Like, somebody tweeted, I saw this article about some older senator, he got the vaccine and then he tested positive for COVID. So I retweeted that article and all I said was, welp, you know, because it really was a welp, like, what? Like not, it's just kind of those things. It was kind of like a damn, like damned if you do, damned if you don't, or it's no political statement, no nothing about it. And then I just got like so many people just hit me up with like, you live in a box, you don't, you know, you're stupid. And I'm just like, damn, you got all that from welp. And so, you know, it's like I realized like people are gonna think whatever they want to think. And sometimes just your tweets as somebody that's a pseudo celebrity just inspires people to get out all their whatever that is. It's weird. I mean, I guess it's different. I guess we've always felt like this, if you think about it. Like, we've probably always had in the back of our heads, like you might hear a critic a long time ago say something, and you know, you're at home going, ah, this guy's an idiot. And then like social media has allowed us to like say that publicly to, you know, more people than we normally would. Because even if you don't have a lot of followers, let's say you got 60 people following you. And for social media, that's not a lot of people, right? 60 people. But if you think about it, when are you ever in front of 60 people that you could just be like, this dude ain't shit, you know? So it's like even someone like that, it gives people a voice that they probably have always had, but just never had a chance to say anything. I mean, if you think about it, like if you're a fan of Justin Bieber, of someone like that, of such a high pop star level, 100 million followers, you know, of those 100 million followers, you could be somebody that just, you could be like, oh, Justin, I love you. And then, you know, he could just be at home going, let me see what the fans are saying today. Let me go check my DMs just to, like, you know, for someone like that, it's probably, you know, it's probably ridiculous. I remember the one time he like tagged me in a photo when he came to the Laugh Factory and he tagged me in a photo. I'm talking about for a month, my phone was buzzing. Like if I had the notifications on, it was just buzz, 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 buzz. So I was like, oh my God, people like that probably never have their notifications on. But all I'm trying to say is that you possibly could say hi to him and he could be like, oh, okay, here's one fan I want to say hi to. Like there's more opportunity to actually say hello to a person that you're a super fan of. I mean, for me, I listen to audiobooks and I love finding out who the performer is on the audiobook. And I'll find that person's Twitter and be like, yo, love your work. I read such and such book and you really made it. You know, sometimes a someone like that, they love hearing that. They'll be like, oh man, you made my day. Thanks for, you know. So, I mean, it's like, it's not all bad. I'm not going to sit here being like some old curmudgeon who's like, oh, social media is terrible and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it is. It's just how people use it. It's just like any weapon, you know. Anything can be weaponized is what I'm trying to say. Anything can be weaponized that has the best of intentions can be weaponized. So, yeah, I love saying hello to, like, people like that, you know, an author. You know what I mean? It's like send somebody some love. Like if you, like, anything, you know, it could be literally anything. It could be a product that you use and you found out that it was such and such scientist that made it, you'd be surprised. You find them on Twitter or Instagram and be like, yo, man, love this thing you made. And then they might be like, oh, wow, thank you. And it's like, how amazing is it that we're so able to touch someone that is so, like, not even in our circle at all, but we have this, like, connection through social media. So I do like that. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, it's like I've been on Rick Glassman's – like when I go on Rick Glassman's podcast and I go on like, say, Jeremiah Watkins' podcast, I have this thing about myself where, like, you know, I get like – I'm like the old grandpa guy and I'm like, ah, this is stupid, but I still do whatever they say. But, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm just doing that to be funny. Is that part of my personality? But then after a while, I start to go, damn, I don't know if I like this. It's like, am I like the old – am I like the curmudgeon all the time? Is that funny? Is that my brand? It's like somebody tweeted, somebody wrote on a King and the Stings thing, like they saw I was on the I was going to be on the podcast, and the guy says on the Instagram, I'll pass. Eric Griffin is a whiny bitch, you know. And I was like, well, damn. Another guy said, oh man, every podcast you complain on every podcast, and you know something, some kind of thing. And I go, then I started to think about it, like, what are you talking about, right? Then I thought, well, that is part of my brand, actually. Like, I complain because it's funny to complain. Like, I talk about things, like, that annoy me, you know? I'm not complaining. It's not always a complaint. It's more just like I'm pointing out, you know what I can't stand? Because I think that's funny. That's part of, like, what I do in my comedy. But it's you know, when I see it written like that, when somebody says you complain too much, that's just the thing Bobby Lee says all the time. Bobby's always like, oh, you complain too much, even though he's complaining about me complaining. So you're complaining. And I'm a fuck. He complains all the time on his podcast. All he does is complain. But like for some reason, he said that to me. Now everybody thinks, yeah, that guy complains. And they just like, you know, write me this message all the time. You complain. You know, I don't know. Maybe I do complain. So I'm starting to embrace it. I'm going to embrace it. But then I'm also going to be aware of it, you know. I saw on Tiger Belly, I don't watch Tiger Belly all the time. I don't watch any podcast. It's nothing against them, anybody. I don't like watching podcasts. It's hard. I'm not, even though you guys are watching podcasts. The reason for me is that I don't want too many other people's thoughts in my head as I'm doing my own thing, because I'm sure there's a lot of overlap. We're all talking about the same things, especially something like COVID or something like that. But anyways, I saw on Bobby's Instagram and Tiger Belly Instagram, he was like, he says the original, instead of Bad Friends, they were going to call it Riffin Without Griffin. And I thought that was funny. I thought it was like really funny. But then he goes on to say, like, he's saying, like, you know, oh, but if we would have called it that, it really would have hurt Eric, and it would have been whatever that word is, you know, terrible damage to our relationship. And I thought to myself, man, they really overestimate what I really think about them doing a podcast. I love both those guys. I talk to Andrew all the time. I actually talk to Andrew way more than I talk to Bobby. I have no problem with them doing a podcast. My problem was always the way Bobby handled it. He didn't handle it like a man. He didn't. He told me we were going to do a podcast. He told me all this stuff, all these promises, and then all of a sudden, he just didn't do it. And then he even called me, like, you know, it just, that's what I have always had a problem with, you know? But I went on a podcast. Him and I have already talked it out. He talked it out on my podcast. We apologized. But this narrative is still out there that I'm like, oh my God, I can't. No, guys, the fire burned because it was funny to the fans. It was funny to you guys to think that we had a beef. So we just kept it going. Andrew and I talk about it all the time. We laugh about it because it's not, but now it's getting to the point where it's like, oh, does Bobby think that? Does he think I care that much about that kind of stuff? So I don't know. So then it makes me think about myself, like, damn, have I put out some sort of energy to my friends that they think a certain way? Because let me tell you something, that is not the case at all. I wish them all the best. I love the success. I love clowning them. I love talking smack about them. Again, I talk to Andrew all the time. He's constantly, you know, on my podcast. I've gone on his. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's like there is no beef. You know, actually, since I've done this, I haven't been back on Tiger Belly. You know what I mean? I mean, you know what I mean? Since, you know, if there's anybody that has a problem, it's not me. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on there. But I just want to let you guys know, the people that watch both, because there's a lot of Tiger Belly fans here. I'm just letting you know, like, there's no problem. If they would have named it that, it would have been hilarious. I would have laughed. And they would have, it would have been funny the way I would have, you know, reacted. I would have done that thing that I do, and then everybody would be laughing. But behind the scenes, we would have just been like, you know, that would have been funny, but they never would have named it that. Even if they would have done it as a joke, I know that it would have been a joke. I'm not a crazy person. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just want to put that out there. It's like, what, you know, a lot of you watch Bad Friends, watch it. You know, you like, they have a great dynamic. In the same way that when Andrew comes on my podcast, I get a lot more views. I get 10 times more views than I normally get when by myself. Same thing with Bobby. When Bobby comes on, I get so many more views, you know? So I don't know. I it's like people like us together. So, you know, it is what it is. I went on their podcast and then people keep saying, man, you got to go back on Bad Friends. You know, it's like every podcast I go on, people say that to me all the time. Like, oh, man, you were good on that one. They should have you back more. So that's a compliment to me, but it's also a compliment to, you know, the chemistry I have with the people that are my friends, that we can go on and have such a good time. So I don't know. Again, I thought it was funny. I really have no issue. It's not an issue at all, you know. Maybe if they say dust protests too much, I don't even know. See, you're damned if you do, you're damned if I don't. So no matter what I say, people are going to say whatever they say. So I'm just being as truthful and honest as I can. You guys that watch my podcast all the time, you can kind of get a sense of the kind of person I am, or when I'm saying something that's genuine from my heart. And, you know, that's really what I feel about that. So that's all I want to say about that. So I told you that I was going to watch this Denzel Washington movie, The Little Things. Rami Malco, that's the guy's name. I forgot from last week. So it's called The Little Things. So it's starring Jared Leto, Denzel Washington, and Rami Malco. It's on HBO Max. It was one of those movies that was supposed to go to theaters. So they're putting it right on HBO Max. It's probably in theaters in the country, in the states that don't care, that, you know, they still have indoor things. So I want to do my review of that movie. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was really good. It's a fantastic movie. But part of it that makes it fantastic is when you watch a movie like that, how they publicize it is like Oscar winner, Oscar winner, Oscar winner. So there's a part of you that's like, you already have a higher expectation of what you're going to get in the movie because everybody in the movie is an Oscar winner, you know? But part sometimes I think that takes away from it because then you're like always, you're always like focused on that. Oh, these guys won the Oscar. Let's see what kind of, you know, oh, it's going to be a great performance. It has to be. And then you kind of feel like, oh man, are you guys trying to win Oscars? Like you can't suspend your disbelief within the characters because you're still seeing that haze of, oh wow, the how did they get these three Oscar winners together? And then you know, that's all you can see. But once you get past that, now the movie's slow. It's a slow pacing show. Now, spoiler alert, and I don't even know if I'm going to spoil anything, but I did say last week on my episode that I thought the way they did the trailer that Denzel Washington was the killer. You know, I thought that. I thought like, oh, this is going to be the twist. And it was just the nature of how they put the trailer together. Now, I want to say this. In terms of the story of what's going on in the movie, I was wrong, but I was also right. I was also right. So you have to, I'm not going to spoil it for you till next week. But I was right. But anyway, the movie starts, you know, so, you know, there's this, you know, really creepy chase scene. You know, this girl's in a car and then it's on like a dark highway road. And this car is like chasing her, you know, and she's trying to get away. And then she does some dumb, scary movie white girl shit. Okay. She stops at a clearly closed like diner and gets out of her car to go help, help. Bitch, you in a car. Like drive away. You know what I mean? Like that, I almost turned the movie off at that point. And I'm just telling you guys when you watch, don't turn it off at that point. Cause that is something that is hard to get past. If you're a logical person and you watch a lot of movies, you're just like, why did this white girl get out the car? Why did she get out the car, leave the keys in the car, leave the car running to go bang on a clearly closed place looking for help? I almost turned the movie off. But anyway, and then you meet Denzel Washington. And now normally Denzel Washington in a movie, I believe this dude. Like there's something about him that whatever character he's playing, you believe it. But now that he's gotten older, it's like this kind of thing where it's always like a sort of grisly, oh, the ex something or other or the old school this or that. And that's what he's playing in this movie too. He's like a former LA detective. They kind of say something happened to him. They kind of hint at it. And you don't find out till the end of the movie what that is. I won't spoil it for you. And then, you know, he was actually a great detective. He was on like a murder case. But now he's in Kern County. He lives on like a little dirt path, you know, house with a dog that just comes by once a week. And, you know, his boss sends him on an evidence hunt, like take this evidence, go pick up some evidence from LA. So he goes to his old place of, you know, where he worked and everybody knows him, you know, he's kind of famous. And then like Rami Malco, is that the guy's name? I think it's his name. The guy from Mr. Robot. He's now the new big shot detective and he's on a serial killer case and he's given a press conference and Denzel's Washington is watching him. And, you know, it's this whole like thing where, you know, it reminds me of Seven a little bit. Okay. There's like some Seven in there. You know, if you liked Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Was it Morgan Freeman? Yeah, Morgan Freeman. I love that movie. Seven is still, I can watch Seven right now and enjoy every single second of it, okay? So Seven, it kind of had that feel of it. Like one guy's trying to retire. He's got a lot of experience. And there's a new hungry guy who's like on the case. So, and then, you know, the whole movie is slow. And then you meet Jared Leto, who is like, in the movie, he calls himself a crime buff, but he's clearly creepy. You clearly think he did it. He does things and says things that you might think he did it, but it's kind of iffy, you know? But he is creepy and he's smart and he's like, you know, it's just they don't really say if he did it or not. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. Again, I don't want to spoil anything for you too much. So you watch it, and then something happens in the end that kind of ties what happened to Denzel Washington to something that the new guy does. And it's like, you know, I don't know if it was worth it in the end. You know, it was a long movie. I do recommend it because there ain't nothing else going on anyway. It is really great performances. These guys sort of get lost in the characters. But like I say, I think it was like, you know, too proud of itself, you know, in terms of because of who these guys are. So I definitely, like I said, I recommend it. I soft recommend it. It is good performances. And then like, it's one of those movies at the end you go, oh, you know, and then I'll wait a couple more weeks to like really get into it. Maybe I'll put up a post about it so we can like, you know, we can all like talk smack about it. But like I say, I highly recommend that. So check that out. So next week, you know, next week is the Super Bowl. I kind of feel like I'm going to watch the Super Bowl and then I'm going to do my podcast. So I'll probably be talking about the Super Bowl, being like, wow, I can't believe so-and-so won. I think there's a lot on the line for more so for Patrick Mahomes than it is for Tom Brady. I mean, it is amazing that Tom Brady at age 43, you know, played every single game, got himself to this point. To me, sort of solidifying for himself, like, hey, he is great. That it is beyond just athleticism that makes him great. He's a leader of men. He inspired this team. He was the one quarterback away from making them a fantastic team, along with adding some crucial pieces. Just because you have a superstar team doesn't mean that superstar team is going to win. It does take a certain personality, and sometimes one man can make the difference, and it looks like that one man is Tom Brady. So kudos to him. And if he wins, it just stamps it. He should retire. If Tom Brady wins, he should just ride off into the sunset like, I'm the greatest ever, bitches. Bye. You know, because one, right now, what Tom Brady is doing right now is probably his greatest accomplishment for the rest of his life, because he has this TB12 brand that is about nutrition and health and exercise and all this stuff. And he is the perfect spokesperson for it, because he's saying to everybody, hey, mother, hey, bitches, I'm 43 and I'm playing the hardest position in sports and I'm still doing it at a high level, all because of TB12. Like, he'll be able to talk about TB12 for the rest of his life and probably make $1 billion. Like, look for Tom Brady to go into like the business after this. Everyone, you know, you just want to be around that. You know, if he wins, it'll be 7 championships. But even if he doesn't win, he's still going to do this for his career, because he's going to be like, man, TB12 got me all the way to this point. You too, later in your life, will be able to do such and such if you follow this. I mean, it is a roadmap for success. The guy works hard. He's committed. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got great kids. You know what I mean? It's like, good job for Tom Brady. So it's a win-win for him regardless, right? Now, on the other side, here's Patrick Mahomes. You know, his first year as a starter, they get all the way to the AFC Championship, and they lose to a pre-snap penalty, which they would have gone to the Super Bowl against the Rams and probably would have beat them, right? He wins the MVP that year, throws 50 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? He wins the MVP. He throws 50 touchdowns. He gets the AFC Championship. Next year, his team wins the Super Bowl. He's Super Bowl MVP. This year, they are 14-1 regular season, 15-1, whatever. They only lost one game in a regular season. They came back and beat that team again, the Raiders, that beat them. So they beat every team on their schedule. Now they're in the Super Bowl again in his third year as a starter. I mean, if he beats Tom Brady right now, you know, we're going to be like, wow, the young guy, the torch has been passed. Here it is. This guy's on the road to being the greatest ever. Like, take a quarterback that's had, say, a 10-year career. You know, quarterbacks that have had a 10-year career. If they had an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and 2 Super Bowl appearances, and let's say he wins, man, that's a Hall of Fame career for anyone else. Even if they played for 15 years and had mediocre, you're talking about like, in the way he's played, like, look at Eli Manning. Eli Manning's already a borderline Hall of Fame, but he's got 2 Super Bowls against Tom Brady, right? But his other stats make it go, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's on the road to having great stats, great accomplishments, and here he is in only his third season as a starter. Like, who knows? Sky's the limit for that guy. So I think a lot is on the line for Patrick Mahomes to win this championship. You know what I mean? So, we shall see. But anyways, that's just my solo portion of the podcast. I'm bringing Rachel on, and her and I are going to yip yap for a little while. So here she is. You don't need those if you don't want them.
I want them. I feel.
You feel more professional with them?
I feel like you.
Yeah, but what does it do to your hair? Is it messing up?
I don't know what it's doing.
Is it messing up your hair? So you're just going to look at this mirror the whole time.
Okay, you're right. The hair.
Rachel, but I need you to... you're not on camera right now. You're messing... No, that's... what is that?
Like a Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, I think you should take the headphones off because it's just...
Grease lightning.
Yeah. Because there's something weird going on.
It's like a poof.
Yeah, it's poofing. Spread them apart. There you go. I don't think... as long as I hear your voice good, you're good. Yeah, there you go.
How's my hair now?
I think it looks great.
Okay.
We'll start a poll. How does her hair look?
Oh, no. Please don't.
You did a video and they're like, so you like deleted comments?
I deleted, I think, one comment.
Right. Really? Why?
Because.
It was just rude and disrespectful?
No, it was just about something that had nothing to do with my video.
Yeah, I understand. But you know, when you start getting like more views and stuff like that, I told you, you just got to ignore the comments. Even I have trouble ignoring comments because it's just sometimes you just go, why would you say that?
Well, you know, I never really looked at them because I like have the YouTube app on my phone, but like, you know, I go on there to just look how many like views I had and like how many subscribers I got. And then you're like, oh, you need to download this app and this app. So I'm like downloading all these YouTube like apps. And
when you open
it, it's like as soon as you open it up, it has all the comments.
I know. Then your eye just goes to it. You can't help. Like, and then you go down the rabbit hole. You're just like, oh, this person.
Like, yeah, it says like 5 new comments. And it's like, are you going to click it or are you going to like close the app? And it's like, sometimes it's just like, okay, let's just see if they're positive or negative. And it's not that I even care, but I just don't want the attention to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it is what it is. I totally get what you're saying. It's like... Sometimes it gets to you, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you can just brush it off like, well, that person, whatever. And then other times you just go, oh, man, ouch. Like, why say that? It's like all those comments before, you know, she's a gold digger. And, you know, it's like, what? You know, you don't even, I don't know. Just people got a lot of time on their hands. But I have, then you find yourself having to defend people, you know. You defend yourself. You know, you find yourself like, why would you, that's not true or whatever it is like that. So, I don't know.
No. It was someone like comparing me to someone else. And I didn't like the person they were comparing me to. So I just deleted it.
People get in trouble for that though. But I guess, I love your attitude about it. You're like, I don't care. This is my thing. I want all positivity. If it's no positivity, you're out. So just so you know, when Rachel starts her podcast, I Hate My Boyfriend's Couch. Is that the working title or what's the other one?
That is the working title. Or, you know, I haven't really gave it much thought, to be honest, because I'm just right now working on content rather than title.
Are we going to talk about how your friends came over and now they have COVID?
You know, I was thinking about that. I'm like, should I mention that?
We don't got to mention their names, but, you know, yeah, our friends came over. They're my friends too now. And then, like, they had traveled, you know, and then.
I mean, we got this new place and none of our friends have really seen it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I was kind of excited to invite them over. And when I did, she open mouth coughed while we were eating, like at the table that we were eating at. And like,
accident.
Like, no one said anything. I looked at Eric, but like he didn't catch on.
I didn't get, yeah, you the one that caught and that one.
The whole time I was just like, I can't, she is not my friend. If she's open mouth coughing during COVID season.
Oh, I know. It's like,
even you sometimes will go to the grocery store and you'll just accidentally cough.
I got my mask on.
Okay. This is what I hate, though,
Here we go.
When you use Apple Pay, it is easier, yes, but do not remove your mask in front of other people. If you're alone, sure.
No one's around me. I just take the mask off for a second.
You're less than six feet apart.
I do the Apple thing so they can. I do the password thing, and then boom. I don't want to type my password in.
No, it's 2021. We don't do that anymore. You get a quick password that you know that you could just type in that you don't remove your mask until all masks are able to be removed. Don't do that. It's embarrassing.
Oh, so you got to get on my podcast and just call me out, huh? This is like your
little time. Well, you wanted to call my friends out.
I didn't call you. I wasn't talking about she open mouth coughed. I didn't say all that stuff. That was you.
Well.
But when you do call, like, it is, we are a little bit more sensitive. Even before COVID, if somebody open mouth cough, you just go, hey.
Yeah, now, you're like, ew. Like, I felt it on my neck, you know? Or, like, you know when you're in school and, like, you could feel the breeze of someone's sneeze or cough?
Ooh, I hate that.
And you're just like, that touched me, and I feel a little grossed out.
Sneezing is different. Somebody sneeze on you, that's different. Like, if you, because a sneeze has wet particles.
Okay, but a sneeze isn't part of the, like, the COVID protocol. Yes, it is. Of, like.
No, if somebody sneezes and they have COVID. Look, if some dust came near somebody that has COVID and they sneezed and some wet stuff came on you, that's worse than a cough.
No, but like under like symptoms of COVID.
Okay, that's different. You're talking about the symptoms as opposed to, I'm talking about what's nastier, a sneeze or a cough.
They're both nasty.
You know what's funny right now? I got to tell you what's happening with her right now. I know her so well. She does not want to tell me I'm right. like her whole body language right now is like, I agree, sneezing is nastier than coughing, but I don't want him to know that. No,
they are. It is. Like any wet particle that gets on you.
No, let's talk about why can't you just agree with me? Why you always got to fight with everything I say?
I'm not trying to fight. I like a healthy argue.
Is that healthy?
A healthy, meaty argue.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
At the end, you eat it a little.
I had a note I wrote down about something about you. And then you started to, like, this is what happens. Sometimes we'll be out someplace and I'll say something and she says something back to me and I go, oh, you know what? We should say that for the podcast. And here's one of these moments. You're so selfish with food.
Oh, man.
You are so selfish with food. Like, if she has some food and I'll be like, oh, let me have some of that. You look at me like I'm crazy.
Okay. You don't understand.
Please explain it to me. That's what I want you to explain to me. Explain to me why you're so damn selfish. I grew up
with two brothers.
Okay.
And a hungry dad. So.
A hungry dad?
So. You know, my mom would either cook dinner, get us food, bring it home. If you're not at that table within like 5 minutes of it being at home or like being at, you know, able to eat, then it's gone.
Oh.
And
see, I'm an only child, so I understand that.
And so I think it's always just like fight or flight when it comes to food, because if you don't eat it, then someone else is going to. And so if I want it, I have to protect it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Survival of the fittest.
I always know you're not going to finish it.
Well, that's why at the end, I'm okay with you eating it. Because I know I've had my fill.
You know, you know what she does, too? Here's something else that you like to do. I'll be like, so the other night, it's late. And I was like, you know what? I want some cereal. I know she don't want cereal. She's full. I know you, fool. Because we had a big ass dinner and you didn't even eat all of that. Because I know when you're full. When Rachel's that, full, like, she's late full. Night
craving of like something sweet. Like when you, especially when you see someone else eating something sweet, you're like, oh, I want a little bite. But then you get so defensive as well. And you're like, I'm not giving you a bite. This is my cereal. Yeah. And that's what I'm. That's when I'm that's also when like,
more.
I'm a sibling. You have to share. This is when I like have the memories of like crying to my mom and dad and be like, I didn't get any.
Oh, you were probably a monster, huh?
I think my family just like, we were all monsters.
No, but you were particularly, I'm going to get some, I got to get some intel on the family Zoom. You know, we still do the family Zoom, guys, with her grandma. Even though her brother, who is a poet now.
Why are you laughing? I don't understand why that's so funny. When...
Oh, this is great. Rachel, her... Michael, Rachel's brother, is her favorite, okay? She loves her brother, where she will start crying about how much she loves her brother. You know what I mean? And so right now you're so defending your brother, even though when he is reading his poems.
Okay, like, I, you know, if I was like a big poet fan, I would like be married or like, you know, be engaged to someone who wrote poetry that would recite poems to me. I like to laugh. So I'm with a comedian.
I'm obviously a poet and you don't know it.
Well, you are sometimes.
Okay, maybe talking to the mic.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that it's a what's it called when you have like a certain thing you're good at?
You're being very nice right now. I like this. First of all, your brother don't even listen to my podcast, so you don't have to worry about it. Michael writes a lot of poems. This is his thing now.
Well, he got to a point in his life that he doesn't have to have like a day job.
Yeah. And he actually trades stock and he's doing pretty good at it. Even though he won't help me.
He won't help me either, but he's really good at it. And so he just moved to San Diego. He's living beach lifestyle. He's surfing every day.
Yeah.
And writing poetry about it.
Yeah, he's writing poetry. And so he sends a poem. But not only does he send a poem, he makes a video and he performs the poem and he like gets pictures, like, you know, and he sends it and then for his grandma every week. And then everyone else has to, you know, we're sitting there and we're listening to his poem, even though he thinks the meeting is boring.
Well,
he comes to the meeting for like 2 minutes and then he just leaves. And then later he goes, well, this is boring. And he doesn't get that this is for your grandma. This ain't for him. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you guys probably, oh my God, if he's like that and you're the way you are, you guys.
Well, my older brother, he doesn't show up at all to those family meetings.
But he's got like, he's like OCD, like to the max though, right? Or ADD or whatever that is.
We don't like to put titles.
The man can't sit still for a second, okay? He cannot sit still for a second. He's just moving. He came over here, he poked his head in. Hey, Eric. Then Rachel showed him around, and then he got in his car and he left.
That's just who he is.
Yeah. So
so with my mom, just imagine my parents dealing with little people that are like that, you know? And so it was just kids running around crazy.
Being selfish. Have you ever thought, oh, I should probably apologize to my mom for my behavior as a teen?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I have at one point.
Did you? I'm about to ask her.
Probably when I was maybe like a couple years ago.
Yeah, because you look back and we're like, let's see, I wrecked how many cars? I got a DUI. I got.
I did both of those. And, you know, my parents had to deal with a lot with me and I totally put them through it. But I think my brothers learned from my mistakes. You know, I was kind of the black sheep of the family.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I can believe that. your family is very goody two shoes. You know what's funny about like you, like with Michael, with her brother? Her brother will rat on her in a second, too. he'll, would drop a dime on Rachel in a second tier. Like, whatever she does, he was going to call his mom, be like, "Mom, guess what Rachel did?" He's such a mama's boy. Your mom will never admit that Michael's her favorite, huh?
I mean, both my brothers are mama's boys, and then I'm a total daddy's girl, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a tattoo.
Yeah.
Does your parents even know about that? They have to have seen it.
Yeah, of course. When I showed them the first time after I got it.
Your mom went to rehab?
She went to therapy. No, you know, like, I was kind of like, you know, I got a tattoo. It says daddy's girl, like, because I love you. And then my dad was like, you know, that it's an honor, but
there's many ways to show me.
You did it for yourself because that's not how I'd want you to show it, you know. And so, you know, what are they going to do after that?
I'm surprised that some people, when they get tattoos, it becomes addictive and they start getting tattoos all over. That was like, that's the only one you've ever gotten. Like, why didn't you get other tattoos? Is that just something that you just were like, I'm not really into it?
You know, I think I had like, you know, when I was probably in high school, a lot of my friends, a lot of the guys who I was hanging out with had tattoos and would like just go over to each other's houses and tattoo each other. And
you hanging out with? Like,
they were like beach kids that, you know, they already knew that they wanted to become like tattoo artists. So, you know, they would just practice on each other. And so I'd watch, like, for many years, I'd like just watch people get tattoos. And there was always this curiosity of like, why would you want like, you know, a specific thing on your body forever? You know, it was always kind of like a curious, like, question of mine of like why they would do it. So, you know,
wasn't modeling a part of it too, that you didn't want to?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, it's like my body, you know, I always learn to like treat it as a temple, you know, like you only have one body, so, you know, treat it well. But, you know, as an artist and as a model, you hear that you want like a clean slate, a clean canvas for, you know, whoever you're working with to work on or, you know, work with. And so from that point, it makes sense not to have tattoos. But I think throughout the last years, at least the last decade, tattoos are just more normalized, especially through social media and society, and is not such a bad thing. And I got this tattoo when I was 21. I was starting, I think in my head, I was like, you know, if I ever get a tattoo, I'd want it to be purposeful and like something that means a lot to me. And at that time, I was studying mechanical engineering. I thought I wanted to like make motorcycles for the rest of my life at that time.
Can you even imagine?
I was working at a motorcycle shop, you know, and I was like drawing, designing motorcycles. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to come out with this company called Daddy's Girl Motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
And I like kind of like researched how to like make a small business and like all these steps. And like, it was kind of just like, okay, like this is going to be real. I'm going to make it happen. And it was kind of like the ink on my skin, kind of like the start of the company. And so it was like kind of meaningful in that way, but it was also.
Well, then what happened?
Like,
how come you never did that?
You know, things happen. I got, you know, I realized I didn't want to work out in a dirty car mechanic shop. I was always freezing cold. You know, you in the summer, it's like hot in California. You're sweating in like these, you know, you have to wear jeans. You have to wear stuff that covers your skin if you don't want like it to get burned or, you know, damaged.
You realize you're too girly.
Yeah. you don't realize it until you actually like put in the work and realize what it takes. And after that point, I was like, you know, I don't think this is for me. Everything I was like working towards, I kind of was like, you know, maybe I need to switch paths. And so at that point, I was, I think 22, 20, or no, I was probably like 24, 25. And that's when I started, you know, kind of, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I was out in LA, just like kind of hanging out with people, models that were in the industry working, and they were all like, why don't you model? You know, you're tall, you're skinny, you're beautiful. And so I kind of just was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I should get into modeling again. I did when I was younger, but then I got out of it during college just because of school. I couldn't keep up with it. And so I went back to LA Models, and they, you know, started having me work. And from there, I kind of just realized that, you know, if I'm going to make it modeling, this is my time as well to, you know,
well, you did as best. I mean, you did as best you could do. It's just like the modeling industry is just so different now as opposed to like, say, how it was before. I mean, people have this perception that like runway models, oh man, you want to be a runway model. Runway models don't make money unless you're like Kendall Jenner, or you already have a name and you're already making money or something. But runway models, it's just a dime a dozen, and they just get treated like, you know, walking hangers is all they are. It's not like how it was where it was, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when it was like models had a household name. I mean, it's just so different now, you know, right? Because
it is. I mean, I was just watching the spring summer 2021 shows just now, and when you watch all the models walking down, there's probably like hundreds, and you're just like, I'm happy that that girl got that job, but like there's so many of them, like there's not enough jobs for all of them to keep working. So it's just sad in that way of like, well, they got to work, but I didn't get to work. But if, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's just a weird industry right now. And
I remember going to, but I just remember going to that one of your shows and just being like, I didn't get it. I don't get high fashion at all. I know we've talked about this before, so we won't go into it again. But I mean, it just is what it is. I don't know. I'm enjoying being like, I didn't realize I would enjoy so much, you know, being at home all the time. You know,
I didn't think you would be.
I didn't think so
at
either.
Home all the time.
Who
even on my days off, I'm like, don't I get a day off? Aren't you gonna go leave and get some lunch at some point any day?
I know. And then now we have this great like Nest camera at our front door, so it just always takes pictures. So like when she comes home, it goes, Rachel's here and whatever, and so she's always checking, like it goes, you never left, you never leave. And I realized that I don't know why I, you know, for so many years now I was getting on planes, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a month. You know, just flying all the time. I haven't been on a plane since March of last year. I haven't been on a plane. I don't drive. You know, they say you get a discount on your insurance if you drive less than 50 miles a day. I don't drive 50 miles in a week, maybe even in 2 weeks. So I'm just at home, and I don't know. I guess I am enjoying it. It feels like if I hit it big in the stock market, Like those people that, I don't know, understand whatever happened with GameStop. I wish I had all my money in that. Or if I won the lottery or something like that, I'd tell you, like, hey, let's just go live on it. I really would be okay with, like, just disappearing.
Well, I would kind of be nervous because where's the hospital on this, like,
okay, island? Obviously, you know what I mean. It would be someplace where we could get to.
Like, we don't have our immunity shots yet.
Why you gotta ruin my dream? Can I have my fantasy without you bringing reality into it?
Okay, well, I don't know if that's my fantasy dream.
What's your dream fantasy then?
Probably like somewhere in Pacific Palisades.
Cali girl to her core. Like all these comics and people that are leaving LA, going to Texas and all these places, they always talk to me about, man, you should come to Austin. You should move to here. I'm like, I ain't leaving here. I mean, for a lot of reasons. My parents live here. My mom's got dementia, so I got to be near, you know, and Rachel's whole family's, everybody lives here. Your parents.
Well, I mean, yeah, my.
I'm just like, saying your closest, immediate, your
my
closest
immediate
thing.
Family, yeah, does live in California, in LA, but.
But finish this dream. So we're going to live in the Palisades or where?
Yeah, I was there today. I went to the new Air One in the Pacific Palisades.
Why do you like going to that fancy ass store? I don't know why she likes going to like Rachel got a she can't just go to the grocery store. She can't go to
Vons.
It's
like a scene. It's like
It's kind of
like the new
You're at the grocery store scene?
Yeah. It's like the fresh produce organic scene. It's like everyone's dressed up in their COVID attire.
Oh my gosh. You have to have fancy COVID attire.
And then you have to like kind of act like you're keeping six distance, but you also need that apple. So like you're kind of like in line.
So it's a whole thing going. It's a, it's a lot of nonsense.
Are you part of the membership?
Oh, there's an Air One membership?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's expensive.
So I always have to say no. But
wait, why? How much is it?
I want to be a member.
That's my phone.
Yeah, look it up.
I want to see what this is all about. So then tell me more about what you did today with the Air One.
Well, my brother Michael actually told me it was new and to go check it out because I went to the Air One in Venice and they don't sell alcohol. And so during the new year, I was looking for like a nice wine. And so he told me that they had alcohol there. So
it's $200
a month
to be a member. No, an annual membership of $200. So that's like whatever that is.
What's the benefits?
What do you get? Okay, yeah. So the Air One member. Okay, you get 10% off.
This Air is One not an ad.
Points. I know it's not an ad. I'm not getting. I should get some money for that. They should give me free membership for this. Okay, 25% off monthly exclusive members only brands. So you get 25% off. You know what? This might actually be worth it if you exclusively shop there.
Well, I exclusively buy fruit from there because their fruit is really good.
Okay, first access to Air One member merchandise, whatever that means. All right, membership details. Memberships can be used at the Air One store.
There was also, well, first I went to the one in Venice and there was a line out the door. So I was like, that's ridiculous. I'm not waiting in line in this freezing cold 60 degree weather. So I went to the other one.
Okay, so.
And it was like attached to this like outdoor mall type area and everyone was like outdoor dining. It was really beautiful.
Oh, aren't you glad that outdoor dining is back?
Yeah.
We haven't gone to a restaurant yet, but we want to.
I mean, like now that like you've or I've gone through this COVID protocol of like keeping a distance, wearing a mask, like, you know, it going back to reality, it's weird. It's like.
Yeah, it's almost like.
It's like I almost feel like people are disgusting when they're when they're not wearing their mask.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like we're getting to a point like, how can we go back?
Yeah.
Like it's like, but it's that like makes I feel me
like dirtier. Like, are you not going to use hand sanitizer anymore?
I know, but that makes me nervous about, you know, musicians and artists that need crowds. It makes me nervous about that. Like, I want to be able to go to a concert again and be right next to people and jumping and dancing and whatever that people do.
I
mean,
see, to be honest, I don't even think about that because I'm such a homebody that like I'm enjoying just being at home with you on my days off and going to the grocery store.
COVID, best thing to ever happen to our relationship. And
I don't know. That's it. Like, that's what I like to do.
Yeah,
and
I
don't really like going to crowds. I kind of
am. We do have a nice routine. Like I enjoy it too.
A little antisocial.
Yeah, I know. I think we're both a little antisocial now. It's like I have to remind her that she has friends and to hit them up. But even when you don't, I'm just like, well, we got it. You know, like I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Her uncle Aaron always says we're the new Sonny and Cher.
I actually like looked up on YouTube like all their old episodes. It's so cute.
Yeah, they used to do that a lot when I was a kid.
I highly recommend everyone going to look at their
Sonny
old
and Cher. Like, that used to be a thing.
Show. I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, there was a lot of them back in the day. There was a lot of like variety shows and people, they sang songs. And
I would
that
love
kind of stuff
to do that with you.
Oh, wait,
stage and everything.
Oh my God. Can you, are you going to, you going to sing?
I mean, well, I could hold a mic and like sway.
And we'll have like a fake singer in the back. Like I'll hire like Christina Aguilera to be your.
I would love Christina Aguilera to be my
your
singer.
Your voice double.
Or Britney Spears. I watch her dance videos all the time thinking I'm going to just start doing that too.
I hope not. Please don't. I don't know. But anyways, you know, this is, I love when you come on. People ask about you, by the way. But Rachel's going to start her own thing. I'm going to help her start her own thing. I hate my boyfriend's couch because she literally does. Then she'll have her friend come over or someone, and they'll sit on the couch, and I'll tape them there. And then they'll just talk about the things they hate about their boyfriend and then get into other subjects. I just don't want you to start talking like all those other – Rachel listens to so many female podcasts.
Well, I'm really into sex and relationship advice from people who aren't qualified.
Oh my gosh, shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. No, but they all, for some reason, all the girls, they talk like this. And then I was going out, and oh my God, why do they all talk like this, Rachel? Why?
I understand perfectly.
What do you explain it to me?
It's like a cadence.
Yeah, I know it's a cadence. It's an annoying cadence. Why do they all talk like that?
I don't know.
If you start talking like that, we're done.
I really don't really know what you're talking about because I feel like I already do that.
No, you don't. Not to the point that they do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like really annoying. But she listens to all of them. I actually know. And then she listens to Sex with Emily all the time. I know Emily. I've been on her radio show a couple of times.
And I've almost called in a few times.
I almost have to tell her, like, you need to chill because... Because Rachel will come in the door and be like, I heard on Sex with Emily that we need to do this. And I'm like, oh, no. So shout out to Emily, Sex with Emily. It's like she's actually really, I think she's a licensed sexologist or whatever you would call it. But I want a doctor. Yeah, doctor, sex doctor. I want to have her come on. I'm going to have her come on. And then, you know, you'll talk. We can like talk to her together about our sex life. We can improve it.
She like talks to people with like problems and questions. Do we have problems?
No.
Okay. So but what just be type for fun. Of advice? Okay.
We could ask for fun tips. You know,
I did like take her advice on like lube choices that she always talks about, and I hate them. I literally hate them.
You don't like that lube?
No.
I like it. Ugh. I like that. It's a good feel.
So
to it.
Now I kind of like I'm a little hesitant on her reviews.
Yeah,
no, you know what's weird? Then
maybe you should get some different lubes. Okay, so if you are a lube company out there, send some lube to Rachel so she can like pump it up for her. That'd be your first sponsor. It'll be like a lube sponsor, huh?
Well, I don't like coconut oil.
You're the one that got it. What are you talking about? You love that. I massage you with that one coconut oil.
Yeah, I like it for a massage, but not in my body.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway,
this is the part where
this
is your part where your family listens and it's going to be like, I don't want to know about this part. So your dad, sorry, Ken, turn this off right now. Sorry that you have that visual.
We didn't even use it because I hated it so much.
Here we go. She's gonna lie. We used it all up.
Okay, well.
I'm just kidding. All right, but anyways, so look out for that. And, you know,
And then my YouTube page.
Oh, here we go. So pump. Okay, Rachel, please pump all of your. Where can people find you, Rachel?
I still don't really know what the link is.
You know what? I'll put the link down below. She's only got two videos up there anyway. The problem.
I only have one video.
Oh, you took the other one down?
Yeah.
Oh, the problem is there's an author with the same name. So when you looked it up, she's the more famous Rachel Sklar. So but we're going to change that as we keep tagging.
Well, soon I'll be Rachel Griffin. Is there another Rachel Griffin?
I don't think so.
Well, good.
Rachel Griffin. You like that? RG. I like my initials is EGG and you'll be RGG. Ooh, that was cute. That's so adorable. All right, guys. Make sure you check me out on Twitch daily, Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch. I put a lot of videos on YouTube, but mostly I'm on Twitch, so make sure you check out Twitch. I was streaming on YouTube also, but I think that the contract with the Twitch partner, when you're a Twitch partner, I don't think you're allowed to actually game on another platform, even if you're like, I thought it was just simultaneously, you couldn't do it at the same time, but apparently, so I haven't done it in a while because I'm not sure and it's like all this legalese on the partnership thing. So I don't know. So make sure you check me out there. I'll have Rachel's links below and look out for her thing. And you know, she'll be on sporadically here and there. And I love having her on. I love having this beautiful lady in my life. I have not officially, like, you know, proposed and all that stuff yet, but I will, trust me. Because every time she reminds me of it, I know I have to push it back because that means she's going to be looking out for it.
Oh, do we want to talk about Valentine's Day yet?
No, I don't think we want to talk about Valentine's Day yet, Rachel. She's got like a whole setup in the other room of like her Valentine's Day episode. So she made another video, which are you going to put that one out? Your Valentine's Day, pre-Valentine's Day video?
Yeah, it's going to be a pre-Valentine's Day video so everyone could watch it to get ready for Valentine's Day and get ideas of what they should do for their couples or like their partners or their gals.
All right, so look out for that. You know what I might do is like, I might actually put that video up on my channel with links to her channel that will build up her channel. You know, I don't know. My channel isn't even built up. But for our loyal fans that we have here, for the few thousand people that like coming to watch Rear from a Griffin, and the non-haters of Rachel and our relationship, you know, guys, you know, come and let's support you. This is what we're doing. We're making content. And the more content we can make, the more Rachel and I can spend time together. And I don't have to go on the road and do that. I can just stay here with her. So.
And then I don't have to go to my second job.
Yeah, her second job, the job. But yeah, but there's a lot of benefits to that, your job, you know. But anyways, thanks for watching Riffing with Griffin. This is
Rachel Sklar,
the beautiful Rachel Sklar, and this is Eric Griffin, and I will see you guys next week.
See you later.